Well, this morning we have a guest joining us. Jenny Deer is with us from Living History Farms, one of those real treasures here in Iowa. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Is it fun to work at Living History Farms?
It is so much fun. Every day is different, and you know, I work in the marketing department, so it's such a great place to promote, so I love it here.
Makes your job pretty easy when you've got such a fine thing to promote.
It does, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about some of the things you've got coming up. You know, it's one thing just to have the farm sitting there by itself with no other activities. It's still an attraction. Folks like to come and enjoy how things used to be, but it's fun to add on to the excitement and do some different types of things that folks will have some fun with. And you've got quite a variety coming up here in July.
We do, you know, starting actually in June even and through July and all summer, actually, we have all kinds of events taking place. This year is actually our 45th anniversary of Living History
Wow.
Farms. And so we're actually kicking things off on Saturday, June 13th with a 45th anniversary reunion. And so we're inviting people, if they've never been or if they haven't been for many years, to come back. We're going to have some of our favorite hands-on activities that day, free cake to celebrate. We're going to have a historic baseball game that day, some drawings for prizes. So that's kind of how we're kicking off our anniversary season. And then, yeah, we go through the whole season with lots of different events. One of our biggest events is in July, on July 4th, of course. We're actually open that day 9 to 4. We have our old-fashioned Independence Day. We have a historic baseball game that day. And it's really a chance for people to come out and just kind of unplug from the electronics and just really reconnect to what it means to be free in America. And so we have all kinds of historic Independence Day activities that take place that day, fun games like watermelon seed spitting contest, two-legged race. We have a spelling bee that takes place. And then, like I said, a historic baseball game as well. We'll have a small parade that marches through our 1875 town. And it's just a really great, fun, wholesome family event that we have every year.
Is Living History Farms kind of an escape for people? I mean, we're tied up to our cell phones, smartphones, computers, and all the technology that we have today. Isn't it kind of nice sometimes just to step into a place that kind of puts all that aside?
It really is. You know, it's such a great chance to just kind of, like you said, just put those away and just, you know, connect with nature, connect with the people you're with, and just connect with our history. You know, we do have three working farms here, you know, a 1700 Iowa farm, an 1850 Pioneer farm, and a 1900 farm. And as people walk through those different farm sites, they're really transported 300 years back in time. So there is no major technology at that time. I mean, technological advances you'll see throughout the farm sites, but not like we have today. And so it's really a chance to just kind of connect with how we all began here in Iowa.
Well, I know the historic baseball game is a little bit different than folks would see if they went to a local high school ball game these days, and that's been going on now for a number of years, as well as the Independence Day celebration. But the wedding party day is something that's new this year.
It is new. You know, we've had probably over 2,000 weddings here at Living History Farms in our existence. And we thought, what a great opportunity to invite everyone who's maybe ever been married here or who might be interested in getting married here to come back and actually renew their vows here at Living History Farms. So we've got all kinds of things planned that day. We've got wagon rides. We've got a professional photographer in the church ready to take your picture. And then we're actually having a wedding reception as well. So that'll be in our downstairs of our church basement. So we'll have some refreshments there. But, you know, it's just really a chance for people to come back. And, you know, maybe they have kids now and they haven't toured or they'd like to show their kids where they got married. We thought this would be a fun opportunity to do that on July 11th.
And on July 11th, you also have the barn dance coming up.
We do in the evening. It's a really fun event. You don't have to have any experience doing a barn dance before. Just show up and we'll teach you how to do it. We have the Barn Owl Band that's going to be playing in the Flynn Barn. It'll be all lantern lit. And the entire family's welcome to that. And we have tickets available for that online as well.
Very good. Well, I know there's an admission price for that. Are there costs to do some of the other things over and above the cost of admission at Living History Farms?
That's one thing we're really proud of, is that you pay one admission price and it includes all activities. So you're going to come in and pay your general admission price, but you're going to get to participate in all the things that we have going on that day for no extra charge. So we're really proud about that.
Wow. Folks that have ever been to some of those other large amusement parks in other parts of the country would be amazed at that.
They would. I mean, starting with free parking, which is kind of unheard of with that type of thing. So, yeah, absolutely. So you're going to come here and you're going to get a free parking space, and then we're going to entertain you all day as well.
You know, sometimes I have to chuckle when I hear some of those large places in other parts of the country talk about how they are so family-friendly. But to me, part of being family-friendly is being affordable to bring the whole family out.
Absolutely. We couldn't agree more.
Well, that's great that you're willing to do all those kinds of things for folks. Well, now, we're not finished yet with the month of July. When you start looking at the calendar in July at Living History Farms, you've got something going on, not just almost every weekend, but even sometimes on the weekdays.
Yeah, this year we're really excited. We are bringing the John Deere blacksmith from the John Deere Historic Site in Dixon, Illinois. He's going to come and actually do some demonstrations in our blacksmith shop and really talk about how John Deere started as a blacksmith and look where we're at today. So we're really looking forward to his time at Living History Farms, and he'll actually be here starting on July 13th, and then we've got some different dates that he'll be available here as well.
Well, that's a skill not too many people are still familiar with these days.
That's for sure. We have our own blacksmith on site as well, but you know, this will be a really unique glimpse into the whole history of John Deere here right at Living History Farms.
You bet. How important is it, Jenny, for folks to bring the kids out for something like this? Because it really is a fun way to experience history.
Well, we'd like to say that, you know, as people are touring, they're learning things, but maybe the kids aren't knowing that they're learning things because they're having fun. They're participating in things. We have so many hands-on activities, and that's one thing that we really pride ourselves in. We're not a museum where you just kind of look at things under glass. There's certainly a time and place for that. But this is a museum where we're going to have you help us churn butter, maybe pick some vegetables in the garden, or help plow or groom the horses. There's all kinds of things going on every day here, and every day is different, and that's why it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, it's definitely something that we like to involve everyone, and the kids are going to learn something. The adults are probably going to learn something as well.
Oh, absolutely. You've got Iowa Culture Day coming up on July 18th. What's that about?
Well, we have our 1700 Iowa Indian Farm, and obviously you can tell probably that the Iowa is who Iowa is named after, the Iowa tribe here. And we have just actually reopened our 1700 Iowa Indian site in a new location. It's actually has some new structures. It's up a little bit from our 1850 farm, so it actually helps eliminate a lot of the steep hills that people had to climb to get from our old 1700 site to our 1850 site. So we're going to celebrate the grand reopening of that site with this Iowa Culture Day. We're actually going to have people from the Iowa tribe. We're actually very close contact with them. They'll be here. They'll be talking about how the Iowa prepared food and farmed. We'll have some Iowa games. It'll just really be a great learning experience. So we're very excited about that.
And again, something for everyone there.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, July 25th, it says Circuit Court Day. Are we going to go back to times when court cases were adjudicated in such grand fashion?
Well, it's really a fun day because we're going to have interactive participation with the people who are there observing. So the people who are observing are actually going to be on the jury, if you will, and they're going to hear these old, actual historic court cases argued in front of them. And then they're going to vote as to whether they think the person is guilty or innocent. And then at the end of it, we're going to tell you what the historic fact was, whether or not that they are correct or not. So it's a really interesting glimpse into Iowa law back in the 1875 era versus today.
No doubt. Jenny, do you get a lot of field trip type activities and stuff from schools around the region during the school year?
We do. We have thousands and thousands of school kids who come here throughout May. And then now, this time of year, we have lots and lots of school kids, school-age kids, who are coming for our day camp programs as well. Those run a week at a time and are very popular with kids.
Wow. Are those still available?
They are. If people visit our website at livinghistoryfarms.org, we have a listing of all the day camps that are still available. And we also have some family camps available as well, which are really great. It's an opportunity for the whole family to come out and experience a day of camp together.
And these are all reasonably priced?
They are. Yep, we pride ourselves on that.
Yeah, always, always. Very good. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot going on in addition to just all the normal activities that folks can experience on a day trip. Do you get folks that'll come back several times during a season or maybe stay over and spend a long weekend there?
We have both, actually, and you know, we encourage people, if they think they might come more than once in the season, to look at a Living History Farms membership. Very reasonably priced, and we say for a family of four, if you're going to visit twice, a membership pays for itself. So you'd be able to come all season, any time you wanted, throughout the season, as many times as you wanted, and there'd be no additional cost to that. So that's a really great option for families as well. Grandparents, too, because actually grandparents can come and bring all their grandchildren 18 or under. So it's a great deal.
Well, I tell you what, it doesn't sound like making money is a big deal at Living History Farms. It's taking care of paying the bills and making sure folks have a great experience, huh?
Right, exactly.
That's what nonprofits are all about, right?
Very
good. You bet. Living History Farms. And how do we find Living History Farms for folks who haven't been there?
We're right off 8035 in Urbandale, which is just a suburb of Des Moines. And so exit 125, and we are right here, right next to the Iowa Machine Shed. So if people are familiar with that area of Des Moines, we're right behind them.
It's always amazing to visit Living History Farms, and it feels like you're driving into such a heavy, today, technology-laden, you know, fast food, you know, everything that we see today,
yep.
And then all of a sudden you turn the corner and you're back into yesteryear. It's like a time machine.
It really is. You know, we like to say, you know, when you come here, and especially when you board our tractor cart and we take you under the interstate to the farm sites, you know, just you're going back in time when you go through that tunnel. And you're, as you're walking through the different farm sites, it's so heavily wooded and beautiful. You're going to see lots of wildlife. You really forget that you're surrounded by the city.
Yeah, it's hard to believe you can find so much charm and so much bustle.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, Jenny, thanks so much for your time here today. We hope you're off to a great start to the season and hope you have a continued success there in the months of June, July, and on through the rest of the summer.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.